Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. This is Social Geek Radio. How you doing tonight, Deb?
I am doing wonderfully. It's a great hot day in Texas, and we all like that heat and humidity. Woohoo!
Yeah, that's great for you folks in Texas. That's awesome.
Right. We love it.
I have a geek it out for you tonight. No. An app that I want you to check out and try.
Okay,
I'm ready. It's got everything you want in an iPhone app. It's fun to use. It's a good time killer when you've got nothing to do and you just want to pull out your phone and do something. And most of all, like every other app that you know we typically use, it's really not really good for anything. It's just kind of a time waster, right?
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun. It's called the Hanks Writer, H-A-N-X Writer. And it was developed by Tom Hanks, the A-list.
I love it already.
Hollywood actor, right? Well, I don't know if he developed it. I don't know if Tom is big on, you know, writing code, but this was his idea. And what it is, it's a typewriter application. So I've got it open right now, and I'm gonna write you a little memo. Can you hear me typing?
I can hear it.
Like,
yeah.
Typing away, right? So yeah. Apparently Mr. Hanks is a big typewriter aficionado. He loves typewriters. He hates computers. So he likes to write notes to his friends on a typewriter using, you know, old typewriters, retro typewriters, and actually types them up and sends notes to people. So in this app, you can do the exact same thing. So I'm typing you a note in what looks to be about a 1930 manual typewriter, and I can go to save this note as a PDF. So just like a typewriter, you can't really do much with it except print it up, right? So I can send this to you as a text message. I can send it to you via email. I think you can even save it to view later, like as an Evernote, or maybe even upload it to the cloud. So there's not a lot of function here, right? But it's a lot of fun. I think especially for kids who never actually had the pleasure of using a typewriter 25 years ago, they might get a kick out of this. I just changed it over to an electric typewriter. So now you can.
Sounds so cool.
Right? That sounds familiar, right? So, it's a lot of fun. Like I said, there's not a lot of usage here, but I think you might get a kick out of sending some notes to friends or colleagues that look like typewritten pages. So again,
I'll type one up and send it out to our friend Thomas Scott, brand journalist. It's like,
yeah, that's right up his alley, right? So,
yeah.
So again, cool. It's called the Hanks Writer. You can find it in the Apple Store, H-A-N-X, and that is the Geek It Out for tonight.
Good
All right.
Week.
Would you like to introduce tonight's very special guest?
I would. So tonight we have Dawn Kane. She is the co-founder and CEO of Hot Dish Advertising, which I believe is based in cold Minnesota. I was teasing Dawn earlier that I don't know how she possibly has 30 years of professional marketing experience, but she worked in agencies in New York and Chicago and Minneapolis. And I wanted to, and we both wanted to invite Dawn to join us tonight to share what she's going to be presenting at Franchise Capital Exchange coming up in August 22nd and 24th. So for anybody who's not familiar with Franchise Capital Exchange, it is the venue where Marianne O'Connell has put together, along with Susan Beth had put it together years ago, but franchisors that are looking to grow their brands through investment. But Dawn's session is how to develop a well-designed marketing plan to drive sales to your franchisees. Dawn, that's a mouthful. But I think there's going to be a lot of meat behind that presentation. And before you start telling us and giving us some little sneak peeks about the presentation itself, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Dawn and Hot Dish so that our listeners can connect with you?
Sure. And thanks, Deb and Jack, for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. As Deb said, I have been in the advertising and marketing world for 30 years, which is really hard for me to believe as well. I did not start on a typewriter. However, I have typed on one. It was a very large computer back in those days, but it was a computer nonetheless. So we have been working in the franchise space for about 17 years. Hot Dish Advertising has been around 18 years. And we started in the retail space, identifying an opportunity to work with brands that had multiple locations around the country, having worked with the mall business. And by happenstance, fell into the franchise industry and just found that it was a great community to work with. The people are just amazing and willing to share. We are fortunate enough to work with many entrepreneurs that have, you know, started this baby from the ground up and have grown their business and are at a point where they want to take it to the next level. And so they look for companies like ours, like Hot Dish Advertising here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to help them do that. And we've been successfully doing that on both sides of the brand. So not only helping them grow from a consumer perspective, but also helping them grow their brands on the development side. So for those franchise companies that are looking to add more franchisees, how are they going to find them? Where are they going to find them? What are the types of information they need to be fed in order to make an intelligent decision about investing their livelihood in that particular brand? So we love it. We work with wonderful people every day. Our team is all in-house. We have our copywriters, art directors, programmers, strategists, digital team, all in-house, and we live and breathe franchising, so it's a lot of fun. Now getting on to the Franchise Capital Exchange Conference, which I've been very fortunate to have been at every one of those conferences. So Deb, I know you've been there. Jack, I've seen you at many of them. I'm not sure, Jack, if you've made them all. I know, Deb, you have. I think it's just been fantastic what they've done with that conference, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. It is fascinating. So you've been to all six. I think this is, well, this will be the sixth one this year.
Yes. Yeah.
I missed the first one. So kudos. Yeah. So you've really watched it change and evolve from, you know, Susan's big idea and then passing the torch to Mary Ann. So I like what I saw, that last year being quite different from the year before.
I agree. And I think you're right. Susan set the foundation for what this conference would become, mm-hmm. something very unique and different that the industry really wasn't offering, in particularly to some of those smaller brands that didn't have access to those financial institutions that may be looking to invest in brands like this at various levels of investment for different reasons, right?
Right.
And so Mary Ann's really taken it to the next level by really providing those brands that are presenting to these potential investors the education that they need to go in with a really sound proposal, giving them the opportunity to meet with industry experts like you, Deb, like you, Jack, myself, and many, many others in different areas of expertise to help guide them in developing that platform that they can then take and really put together a very solid presentation, a very sound, backed up with real data, right? Like taking
right.
a look at the information that they have in their system, what's available in the industry, what's happening in the marketplace, so that they're intelligent going in there and hopefully we'll get that next meeting. That's the ultimate goal, right?
Right. Right. So, and then part of the conference, which is really great, in addition, and this has been going, I guess, for the last couple of years, is the educational sessions. So, you know, the franchisors are there, they're going to be meeting with investors, but they're also getting that network opportunity to meet with some of the franchise suppliers, and we are willing to share our expertise. So your session, you know, designing a marketing plan to drive sales to your franchisees. And a lot of the sessions are really there so that when they leave Franchise Capital Exchange, they've got some more education and experience, you know, that we've shared with them that they can take their franchise a little bit further to the next level, however you want to phrase Can you share with us maybe a couple of sneak, maybe three things that anyone sitting in that session, which I always love sitting in these sessions because it's like I go away with something new. Something you'd like to share with us that we might be picking up when we're in Chicago?
Sure. So to your point, I think those educational sessions are really the key. And we've all seen companies that have come in maybe a year, two or three, and they didn't get that next meeting, but they learned a lot from those sessions. Mm-hmm. Now they're back the following year and they've taken our advice and put it into their presentation. And one of the things that I found sitting there and hearing the presentations over the last few years, which is why I chose this topic to present at the conference with Marianne, is that many people walk in here and they're asking for money to help grow their system. And yet they don't necessarily have a sound platform for their current franchisees really to be successful. In order for an investor to want to invest in a franchise system, they want to see good unit economics. They want to make sure that what they're investing in is going to be successful. We can all invest in brands and they can grow. You can sell franchises all day long, but at some point in time, if at the street level, if the store isn't making money, if it's not a sound business system, eventually you're not going to get that franchisee validation. And when that validation starts to falter and stores start to close or businesses start to close, then that model just is not relevant anymore. It doesn't work. So what I hope to bring to the table is to have them really think about, to take a step back and think about the franchisees that they do, or franchise locations that they have open, or the franchisees that they have in the system, and whether or not they are operating efficiently and effectively. And as a franchisor, am I providing them with the right tools in order for them to reach those goals? Do I have a sound program in place? Am I providing them with a grand opening plan that is going to open them successfully? We all know, having lived in this world of franchising or any retail for that matter, if you don't have a successful grand opening, really the chances of you of surviving that year or year two are very slim. We all need to have a very, very strong grand opening and setting a precedent at the very beginning, making sure you're providing the tools. As the franchisor, it's your responsibility to make sure they've got the tools that they need to do that. You don't have to do it for them, but you need to educate them on how to do it and give them the tools to do it. When you bring a franchisee in, most of those people are not marketing experts. They're in business to run their business, not necessarily to market their business. You've got to help them do that. And part of that is what I see in particular with young franchise companies, because we see a little bit of a gamut, right, at the conference. We've got some companies that have been in business for many, many years and are just trying to take it to the next level. But we see a lot that are fairly young and they're trying to, you know, they need that influx of cash to make that investment in their operational foundation, right?
Right.
Get them so they can actually really grow, start to grow. And part of that is that marketing component. Marketing is always the first budget that's cut, right? in any company we talk to, let's lop it off there. But if you keep, you know, feeding that fund, that's what brings business in. So our hope is to give them a better understanding as a franchisor what your roles and responsibilities are to the system in order to give them the proper tools. And that's not, obviously, it's not just grand opening, but that's for the newer franchise companies. But even ongoing, the whole social piece, right? We're running it right now. The whole digital world, it's ever changing, but there's so many opportunities. So how do you know what are the right things to do? We can all waste money all day long, putting money here and there and there. If we're not tracking it properly, are we, are we testing things so that we're optimizing and being more efficient? So it's really understanding as a franchisor what your role is to make sure that franchisee is successful. And if you have those things in place and you can talk about that intelligently to the potential investor, and they understand that you do care about the ultimate growth of the system. You're not in it just for yourself. to make sure that, you know, you're getting your piece of the pie out of it. You're truly looking at the long-term investment in all of those locations down the road and for future growth. I think you have a better chance of selling your story and getting that potential investor.
I love what you said about the grand opening piece being so critical. I know this is a lot about, you know, having the right mindset going forward and ongoing, but I think it isn't just the cash register at the grand opening that needs to be successful. It's that mindset, right? For all of the new franchisees that you know, you've got to be in the right place, and this is how it's got to go.
Absolutely. It's not if you will build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Not Field of Dreams, as yeah. much as we'd like to believe that. Absolutely. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jack.
No, go ahead with give us some more nuggets that we may see at Franchise Capital Exchange, which, by the way, is August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Chicago. Details at franchisecapitalexchange.com. Our guest tonight is Dawn Kane from Hot Dish Advertising, and she's going to give us some more nuggets on her presentation at FranCapX.
I think one of the things that many franchisors don't take into consideration, and we see it because we work with a very large range of franchise companies, from several thousand locations to some that actually are looking to open up their first location, is that oftentimes when you're in that young stage or that growing stage, which all of these franchise companies are, right? If they're asking for capital, they're looking to grow in one way or another. They need that financial resources to help get them to the next level. Is that sometimes as a franchisor, you need to reinvest in your business, and many do. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's across the board challenge, but we oftentimes hear people say, well, the ad fund can't support that, or the NAF doesn't support it, or the royalties aren't there yet to do this. Well, as a franchisor, and to truly believe in your business and want to help it grow, sometimes you have to reinvest yourself and put your money into some of these opportunities that's going to be for the greater good of the system. And you can, you know, amortize that over time and recoup those funds when the money starts to come into the NAF, if, again, your FDD is set up that way. But it's really important that franchisors understand that it's not just the franchisees that are going to be paying for all of these marketing initiatives that need to happen in order to grow the system. Sometimes you also have to be part of that pool of financial resources that helps make that happen. And it's just the right thing to do for the brand and to help it grow. So I think re-educating people on that, I think, you know, they feel like they did it when they did their own location or their own store. But now that they've got a few other people in the mix, that they should be able to fully fund it. And that's not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. We've got just a few minutes left, Dawn. Any other nuggets that we can look forward to at Franchise Capital Exchange?
Well, I think I'm going to save most of them for the conference because I want to encourage people to come.
Yep.
Honestly, I think that there's so much value in this conference. And as Deb said earlier, it's not just the three of us. There are all the other individuals out there that are suppliers to the franchise industry, and some that have actually been through this.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, of course, has his company name Hirology.
Yes.
Who actually is a gracious host for this conference. You know, not only is he a supplier to the industry, but he's also been through this process. So he shares with you those details. And there's just so much that you get out of sitting in that room and asking questions. I think even bigger than the presentation by the experts, if you will, that are there, are the questions that the franchisors that are in that room ask us, mm-hmm. and how we're able to provide them with the information that supports everybody that's sitting in that system, that's sitting
yeah.
in that room. That's really where the value is
right.
sitting in that room and learning from each other.
And the learning part from each other, it, you know, it doesn't amaze me anymore within franchising, that you have a group of individuals all competing, because they're competing with the investors, like pick me. I want your money. But then they sit side by side sharing their information, and they're very open in their questions. And another thing to include about Franchise Capital Exchange is that we all sign non-competes. So you will never hear Dawn or myself or Adam from Hireology or Jack or anybody else say, this is who I sat next to at Franchise Capital Exchange, because the last thing we want is for a franchise brand franchisor, that word to get out to their franchisees and then panic. You're like, oh my God, somebody's going, look for money. So it is just a wealth of information that we're all willing to share with each other, but confidentially. So it's very unique situation. It's absolutely very well organized, well run, and excellent people that attend.
Very good. And again, Franchise Capital Exchange is happening the 22nd through the 24th in the greatest city on earth, Chicago. Details at franchisecapitalexchange.com.
Okay.
Dawn, in the minute we have left, what's shaking at Hot Dish these days? Any big fun stuff you guys are working on, or any big trends you're seeing with your clients in the franchise industry?
I think franchising as a whole continues to be strong. We're seeing a lot of growth, definitely onboarding a lot of new clients from emerging brands to more mature brands. So I think that just franchising as a whole is strong and growing, which obviously benefits all of us, as well as, I guess, just the community at large, because we create jobs, right?
Right.
Fantastic. Here at Hot Dish, what we do, I think, really well, why companies want to work with us, is that we truly treat our clients' businesses as if it's their own, and mm-hmm. We really want to understand not only how you, the franchisor, makes money, but how the franchisees make money. We want to help support that. We want to dig down, roll up our sleeves, and from a strategic standpoint, really bring that brand to life so that we can differentiate you from your competition and help you find either more franchisees to be part of your system because they believe in the vision and the growth that you have, or to help drive more business to your franchisee locations. And because of the experience that we have from various industries that we've worked in the past, we can really help our franchisors provide their franchisees with turnkey marketing systems that, again, as I started this conversation, is to let the franchisee run their business and provide them with the tools that makes it easy for them to execute so they don't have to think about it. And that's what we do all day long. And we love it. We love working with franchisors and this community because it's just, as Deb said, such a great group of people that's willing to share, to learn from each other, whether you're a competitor or not. There's so much business to go around. Let's just all do what's right for the industry, and it's wonderful.
Very well said. And to learn more about Hot Dish advertising, check out hotdishad.com. Dawn, thank you so much for joining Social Geek Radio tonight.
Thank you, Dawn.
I will see you soon.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.